Over the last few weeks in church, we have been thinking about what it means to be church and reflecting on Paul's vision for the church in his letter to the Ephesians. In today's reading, Paul gives advice as to how we are to prepare ourselves for the task of being church by putting on the armour of God. Before we take a closer look at the armour, I want to just take a moment to look back on what we've been thinking about over these last few weeks. We began by thinking about how, despite our various starting points, our different experiences of faith, our theological training, our faith backgrounds and traditions, we are united by the love of God found in Christ Jesus. And that truth is a great leveller. It puts us all in the same place. No one more important or further up the pecking order than anyone else. God's outrageous grace is outrageous because he offers it to all. We then went on to think about all the different ways we are, well, different, and in our diversity, how that can be a strength. Diversity can bring challenges, but it also brings benefits. That we are all different, that we all have our own opinions and views, that we have our different stories to tell is a strength, because it means we bring different ideas and different skills to the table. Our differences do not have to weaken us. And we were reminded that our foundations are strong. Paul said in chapter 2 of his letter, "You too are built upon the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets, the cornerstone being Christ Jesus himself. He is the one who holds the whole building together and makes it grow into a sacred temple dedicated to the Lord. In union with him, you too are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through his Spirit." We are at our strongest when we stick together despite our differences. When we recognise there can be diversity in unity and that can be a strong bond held together by God's love and God's indulgence of grace. We are a community of faith. Last week we considered what it meant to live the Christian life with Paul's reminder that we are to live a life that measures up to the standard God set when he called you. Be always humble, gentle and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. We wear Christ's name. We therefore have standards to live up to. We should have high expectations of ourselves because others certainly do. One of the biggest turnoffs I reminded you was that for other people when it comes to religion is the hypocrisy people see in the followers of those religions. And so people have, quite rightly, high expectations of us as Christians. And we also thought about the gifts that each of us has been given by God to use. And not so much gifts as in talents, but the gifts that make us who we are. And I read a quote from Reverend Wade that went, "God went to a lot of trouble to make you and every one of us as unique as snowflakes. There is a special chemistry to you that makes you different from everyone else. Those who were raised in your household, those who share your background. Your gift may be that you are high-strung or laid back, happy, serious, depressed, concerned, anxious, eager, funny, emotional, supportive, or confrontative. Notice that all the gifts are not necessarily ones that we would want, but they are what we've been given for the business of life. They are the gifts that God has set before us," Reverend Wade said. So we are united by the love and outrageous grace of God. We are a diverse group of individuals who are in community with each other by our shared faith, and we wear Christ's name and have been given gifts to help us. Today, Paul helps us even further by offering us armour to put on. The armour of God is perhaps one of the most famous metaphors in Paul's letters. It takes imagery that people over a millennia would recognise and helps us all contextualise. It's a language of militarisation, and it feels rather strange in describing the requirements of a follower of the Prince of Peace. However, it wasn't just Paul's fevered imagination from the prison cell at work here. Paul is referencing the very depiction the prophet Isaiah gives of the armour that God will don in order to judge the world. Isaiah wrote, "He will wear justice like a coat of armour and saving power like a helmet. He will clothe himself with a strong desire to set things right and to punish and avenge the wrongs that people suffer." This is apocalyptic language, thinking about the time of judgment, the final reckoning, and the preparations we should make as part of the body of Christ, recognising that the powers that work against the principle of love and grace will not go down without seeking first to do damage. And so we need to be prepared. I quoted from Edward Marquardt last week, and he has a great explanation to give of Paul's imagery. And he starts explaining, Paul then lists seven qualities, seven pieces of armour that we can benefit from. Paul is so wise in describing each piece of necessary armour. The number seven is symbolic of wholeness, the whole armour, the full suit of armour. And he goes on to describe each piece of armour very helpfully. So indulge me as I go through each one by one. First of all, he says, put on the belt of truth. Truth in all relationships. Truth about God and God's love. Truth about our spouse, our children, our parents, our grandparents and neighbours. Finally, grasping the truth about ourselves. To live truthfully and not to live a lie. This is a gift from God. Then put on a breastplate of righteousness. Right relationships, healthy relationships, good relationships with all those around you and even yourself. To be in right relationships and not wrong, sick and demeaning relationships. This is truly a gift from God we would all want. Then put on foot protectors of peace. Not to be looking for a fight with yourself, your family member or your co-worker, but to be a peacemaker, to work hard for peace, and towards peace in all relationships. This is truly a gift from God that we need. Then put on the shield of faith, to trust God, to trust that God is with you, to trust that God is in you, to trust that God will strengthen you for every situation that you are facing. You can't prove it. You can't prove God. You can't prove God's inner strength. You can't prove eternal life, but you have been given the gift of trust, trusting your inner spiritual self, trusting God's slow plan to health and wellness. You can't see it, but you can trust God's future plan for your life on both sides of the grave. Then put on the helmet of salvation. What a gift to know that you are saved. That there is nothing you can do to earn or merit your own salvation, but that salvation and eternal life are a gift from God. I don't have to worry about being saved. I don't have to question whether or not I deserve eternal life. Eternal life is a given. I don't have to worry about it. Put on the sword of the Spirit that is the Word of God. There is power in the Bible, power in the Word of God. The word of Jesus, the words of the Apostle Paul and the Old Testament are not merely words printed on pages of a dusty book that we pull out when the preacher is coming or when we have an occasional Bible study. God's words are living words, intended to live in us. We learn them, memorize them, recite them spiritually in our brains so that God's words are constantly with us. What a resource. And finally, he went on, put on praying in the Spirit. There is not a piece of armour mentioned with the seventh quality, but the quality is important. Last but not least is praying in the Spirit, in the mood, in the emotion, in the remembrance. Reverend Marquardt adds that prayer is part of the armour. Even if Paul doesn't list it as such, he still encourages us to use prayer as the Spirit leads us. This armour we're encouraged to put on is a great protection for all that the world might throw at us. And it helps us stay focused on what it is to wear the name of Christ. So where might we find this armour? Where do we go to find our belts of truth, our breastplates of righteousness, foot protectors of peace, shields of faith, helmets of salvation, and swords of the Spirit that is the Word of God? Where is the armoury? The armoury where we find the armour of God is right here. This church, you, the people of God, we are each other's armoury. And that's why it's so important that we don't forget about our unity of purpose, our being united in God's love and outrageous grace, and the many gifts that we've been given. Last week I introduced you to Reverend Francis Wade and his idea of time, place and relationship being gifts from God that we give and receive each time we come to church. And giving of our time and presence to each other here in this place. Time and place shared in relationship with each other through all that unites us. And we can keep our armour in tip-top condition, always ready to ward off the temptation and evils of the world. At the end of September, we are holding a congregational conference where we're going to press the pause button and reflect on where we are as a church. We'll think about our strengths, our weaknesses, and explore the threats and, most exciting of all, the opportunities. This conference is open to anyone who wants to come along. You don't need to be an elder or a board member or serve in one of our core groups. It's an opportunity for us all to gather and repair our armour and give it a good polish, ready for the next chapter of our story here at Cults Parish Church. Because there's no doubt that the Church Catholic, that is the worldwide church, faces many challenges, and so it's important that we are prepared as best we can to deal with these. The challenges of ageing and declining congregations, the missing generations, the apparent secularisation of our world. All huge challenges, but we must never forget that we are not a body of God without hope, faith and love. And amid the challenge, we have God, who hasn't gone anywhere. Jesus is still our Saviour and the Holy Spirit is still doing her thing. We are fortunate here in Cults to have a great leadership team and other people willing to do so much in and around our church and our community. And that gives me confidence that with our armour spruced up, that we will be well equipped to face the challenges ahead. As Neil and I head off on holiday, I can reflect on a wonderful 7 months. I feel truly blessed to be here. And I am excited about the future. I'm excited about rising to all the challenges. I'm excited about the possibilities. And I hope you are too. Last week we gave the children little cards to keep in their school bags, reminding them that they are blessed to be a blessing. The same is true for us. We are all God's children, and he blesses us with many gifts and talents. The task for us is how we then use them and become the blessing we are to be to those around us. Amen.